Hello everyone and welcome to the AGR Business Show. I've been told not to clap, but my crew behind the camera said, Chris, don't clap. No, I like clapping. Hello everyone, AGR Business Show. I'm today joined by Luke Scott, who is an international speaker, a coach, success mentor, and you have your own online TV show now, the Standout Online TV Show.
Yep.
Yes, I know all about it. I've been sort of in the background helping you build it and that sort of thing. And you're an international speaker as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that sounds a bit interesting. International speaker, so where have you been and what have you been up to in the last year or two?
Yeah, so in the last year or two, I've been to Africa, Asia, done some stuff in Lithuania. I'm off to Australia in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So success mentor, what does that mean in a nutshell?
Basically, I help people to build their own speaking businesses. So if someone's got a big message, if they have something inside them, like they know they want to change the world, but they're just not sure how, like a lot of people, probably a lot of people watching, I give them the steps that they need to actually go and do it. Mm-hmm. I just teach them exactly what I did. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. I think being a mentor is really, really cool because you take all the years of experience that you have going through the trials, the tribulations, all the hurdles, and you give people the nice paved route to get there much faster.
Mm-hmm. And the Standout Online Show, I mean, this is very exciting. I really sort of, I know you came to me with the idea and you loved the idea of presenting on your own TV show. Eventually, I can see you hitting the very top as far as TV presenting is concerned. I'm looking forward to seeing you do big things in the future. So why the Standout Online Show? I mean, it's a great name, Standout Online. You're telling people that they should now come out of their shell and stand out more online? Is that the ethos behind it?
Yeah, so our slogan is, it's time to stop playing small, it's time to stand out.
Time to stop being small and stand out, I love that.
Yeah,
love
so that. So many people, they have this big dream, this big goal, and then you say, oh, so what are you actually doing? Oh, well, you know, maybe in the next couple of years, I might like to, I don't know, become a speaker. It's like, no, it's like, stand out, be brave, you know, just have that courage to step up. And because there's so many businesses doing the same thing. How do you differentiate yourself from your competition? How does someone pick you over someone else? And that's basically what I teach is, it's all about you, it's about your personal brand. Mm.
But a lot of people, they'll say, you know, my business is unique because I do this in this way. I have that ingredient in my business. I don't have to be put myself out there as such. What would you say to those people?
I'd say, do your customers know what you do? Do your customers know exactly what makes you unique? I worked with a lot of the biggest companies in the world, multi-billion pound companies, and we did surveys of our customers, and they didn't know our slogans, they didn't know our unique selling points. That doesn't translate to them because we didn't stand out enough. So now I teach people how they can get that emotion across to their customers, their personality, because that's ultimately people buy from people.
People buy from people, there you go. There's another person I've heard say that, people buy from people. So tell me, how are people out there going to get themselves really online and shining online? I mean, if everyone, for instance, is doing Facebook Live, it's going to become the norm, isn't it? So what is it about a particular person that helps them to really stand out?
There's a lot of people doing Facebook Lives, there's YouTube Live now, there's Instagram Live, there's everything live. And most people, when they do it, they just waffle. They just talk a load of nonsense. And you only get one shot. One shot. If someone watches one of your videos, and it doesn't inspire them, it doesn't give them some kind of shift, if they don't get value, they're not gonna watch the next one. So it's really important that you learn to do your videos the right way. So that's why learning from someone who already knows how to do it is the much, much faster way. And it's not that hard. Really, just keep it super simple. And just make sure that when you're speaking with a purpose. Always add some kind of value. Add so much value that your customers literally are begging you to sell to them. That's the key. If you can get to that point where they want you to sell to them, it kind of flips everything around instead of you pestering them all the time.
Hmm. Well, it's like someone goes out there and they're brave enough to get out there and do a Facebook Live or do something, get themselves on video, and they put it on YouTube, and they look 2 months down the line, it's only got two hits, two views. That's discouraging. And say, oh, that's rubbish. That's not going to do anything for me. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I teach this and I live by this. If you want to get results, there's two ways. There's the fast way and the slow way. The slow way is for you to figure everything out by yourself. It's for you to go and make the trials, the errors, the stumbles, do all of that, invest your time, your money, your blood, your sweat into figuring this stuff out. And yeah, maybe in a year you might have 1,000 views on your YouTube channel. Slow way. Fast way, find someone who's already done it. Find someone with millions of views and just say, hey, I've got this big idea, can you help me? Most people will say yes. Now they might charge you for it, or you might do some kind of skill swap. But you can get these kind of mentors pretty easily. All you have to do is learn to pitch yourself. But to pitch yourself, you have to know who you are first. Mm-hmm. You have to know what makes you stand out. Mm-hmm. So all, it's very interlinked, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so big question here, big question, Luke. Tell me, do you think you stand out online at the moment?
I meet people all the time who come up to me and they're like, oh my God, it's you. And I'm like, hi. And they're like, I've been watching so many of your videos. There's one guy, he messaged me from India. I'd never heard of him before. And he said, hey Luke, I'd love to do your speaker training program. I was like, cool, but we need to just jump on a quick call and I need to know who you are, right? If I'm gonna invest my time and energy into you, I need to know we can connect. So I get on the phone with him and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm speaking to Luke Scott. Oh. And I was just laughing. And he said, man, last week I watched 15 hours of your clips.
So tell me something. Are you the next Tony Robbins now or something? What's going on here? Are you looking for world domination? Or are you looking?
I love what Tony Robbins does. Literally every weekend he's inspiring thousands and thousands of people. I think that's really cool, but he's got his own style. It's very rah, rah, and high energy, which I do at times too. I come at it from a very different kind of standpoint. My background's in teaching and science, so I love coaching, mentoring, taking people on that kind of journey and giving them those big breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. So I take people on this kind of emotional journey to help them really figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely love Tony, love what he does. And if I can have a fraction of his success in the next couple of years, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so looking at you, I would say you look quite young. So a lot of people like me who are close to 50 will say, what does this young man know? What does he know? What can he teach me? So what are you most famous for? What are you most known for? What's your top service?
My top service is my speaking. So I speak at events all around the world and I teach people two things. First thing is I teach people how to find out who they are. Sounds simple, right? But most people grow up living other people's belief systems. They're conditioned by their family, by their friends, by their teachers. And they get to my age, like just a couple of years ago, I had a breakdown because I was in a super successful job. I was making really good money, nice house, nice car, beautiful girlfriend, the cats, the everything you're supposed to want. And I was totally, totally miserable. I just had this massive hole inside me and I didn't know how to fill it. And then I started going to all these personal development courses and learning from great mentors and these people who were like happy all the time, these weirdos. They started asking me these questions like, what do you love? I was like, what do you mean? I love beer and football and girls. And they're like, no, what do you really love? And no one had ever asked me that before. No one had ever asked me like, what do I actually care about? And I see that with so many other people too. So I teach people how to find out what they love. And then I teach them how to get this publicity, how to really stand out, how to speak on stage, create amazing videos, how to get their visibility up. Because most people are invisible.
Mm-hmm. So invisibility means less profit and more visibility means more profit in business, for instance. Is that the kind of thing you're telling people that they should be doing, getting more visible because it's better for them and their business? Or what is the purpose of becoming so visible online?
You can have the best product, the best service, the most amazing message in the whole world. But if nobody can see you, you might as well keep it to yourself. And I work with so many people who, they want to change the world. They've had these really tough lives, you know, they've gone through all this crap to get to where they are and they just want to help people now, but they're just doing it one-on-one. You know, they're doing a session here, a session there, they're just trying to find customers by, you know, talking to them on the bus, wherever they can find them. I just teach people how they can, instead of selling one-to-one, sell one to many. You create one video, it's literally there forever, generating new customers, generating new prospects, changing people's lives. When you've got that kind of power and you know how to do it the right way, you become unstoppable. Mm-hmm.
So are the older generation, for instance, are they more set in their ways? Because I see a lot of young people using social media and becoming quite successful. Mm. Is there a sort of a mindset change that needs to be happening?
No, I don't think age has anything to do with it. One of my mentees is 55 and she's amazing. Some of my mentees are 20 and they're amazing. It really makes no difference. Mm-hmm. It's all just about how ready you are to step into your true power, how ready you are to step up and own your skills, your story, your destiny. Everybody's got a story, but most people are afraid of it. Most people hide from it. I teach people how to own it because your story is your biggest strength. Mm-hmm. People want to know what you've been through. They want to know that you're not perfect. They want to see your struggles. And then they'll buy from you, then they'll work with you because they resonate with you, they understand you.
Mm-hmm. Most people, myself included, will say, what is my past, or what is my history, what has my story got to do with my business, for instance? So I'm kind of getting it now, but I think a lot of people out there will probably be thinking, I offer a product and service. That's what I want to focus on, that's what I want to get out there, that's what I want to make more visible, not me. What would you say to them?
10 years ago, people used to buy products. 10 years ago, you would market your features, you would say how amazing it is, how it's the best product ever, how it's the best glass ever, the best water. But that doesn't work anymore. People then, over the last couple of years, transitioned into buying brands. You know, people like Heinz and Kellogg's and Virgin started becoming massive and they started marketing their brands. But that's changed now. Now people buy from people. Now, you don't talk about Facebook, you talk about Mark Zuckerberg. They don't talk about Virgin, they talk about Richard Branson. That kind of marketing now, Tesla, it's Elon Musk. You need that big spokesperson. And then people get to know that person, like Apple and Steve Jobs. They need to know you. And they need to get into you and understand you. And then they'll buy from you because they want that personal touch.
That's huge. That's huge. I should have a horn here or something to blow a horn here. That's a big statement. Love that. Love that. So, is there a Richard Branson in all of us? Is there a Karen Brady in all of us? Are these personas inside of us? Even in the meekest and the most timid person, shy person?
You don't need to be that kind of big entrepreneur celebrity. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying whatever your brand is, your brand can have a story. Why did you start doing what you're doing? Why did you create this product? What did you go through that made you say one day, hey, I really want to help people and I think if I create this, it will serve them. It doesn't have to be you, but you need to create this story. But if you are open to standing up there and being the front of house, the brand, that's amazing. Because as an entrepreneur, you have your personal brand. Like Richard Branson has his personal brand. Any company he starts now, people don't even really need to know what the company does. They'll buy into it because he's a part of it. And then he'll have separate websites, separate branding for all these different companies, right? For Virgin Rail, for his space travel, for whatever. So when you build this personal brand, you become so valuable. And I see when I meet a lot of people, that's what they want. They want more money. Simple, right? They want more money to start with until they start working with me. They think, if I get more money, then I'll be happy. The fastest way to get more money is become more valuable. Increase your brand. Whether you want a promotion at work, whether you want to get more clients, if you're standing on stage, people think you're an expert. If you're on videos online, high quality videos, people think, wow. Straight away, you've separated yourself from the thousands of other people doing the same thing. So yes, absolutely. Anybody can step up and be a celebrity if they want to. They can be their brand. They don't have to. It just depends on where you're at in your journey right now. And what resonates with you, because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. So I picked up on a point there you just mentioned, quality videos. And now, okay, most of us and most people out there probably don't have the funds to be doing quality videos, don't have the time or the patience for it. But just how important is it to have occasional quality videos? And do we have to be seen in that light?
It depends on what you want to be known for, okay? So I am a big advocate of just using my phone and recording live videos. But I mix it with some very high quality production videos as well. People, there's just something psychologically, when people see an amazing video, maybe recorded in a studio like this, they just pay attention. It just catches them. Now, you can do your Facebook Lives so they can get to know you more behind the scenes kind of stuff too. But yeah, absolutely. I think it's critical for any entrepreneur, especially anyone who has a business, a coach, a speaker, a healer, whatever you are. If you can create some high quality content, video courses, for example, powerful stuff.
So Luke, tell me, what is it that people need to do in order to make quality videos? I know you've got a course coming out soon. You're going to be helping people sort of develop their persona, as it were, and their skills, and to develop their own sort of videos and that sort of thing to help them get themselves more online and more out there. What is it they need to be doing?
I think the main thing, if you want to create quality content, if you want to make these kind of videos, find someone who can make it for you. Find someone who's already got the skills. Because honestly, my first course, I edited it myself, I recorded it myself, and the sound quality wasn't great, and it was amateur. My next course, I found someone to edit it for me and create it for me, and it was so much better. And then I got some professionals in to do an even better job. So I think if you want to create this kind of content, firstly, you need to learn to be comfortable on camera. Now, being comfortable on camera is an interesting one. It brings up all the same fears as speaking on stage. And public speaking is the number one fear in the world. Mm-hmm. People are literally more scared of standing on stage or on camera and speaking than they are of dying. Fear of death is number two. It's literally that bad, because when you're on camera, or when you're on camera, all your bullshit comes up. The fear of rejection, the fear of judgment. Am I good enough? Are people gonna laugh at me? Am I gonna make a mistake? There's all these things from when you were a child that bubble up in you. So you need to get comfortable being on camera. Mm. So I do two things. Firstly, I created an online program, which is called the Standout Online Program. And it literally teaches you in just 4 weeks how to be amazing on camera. And people have done this program who literally are terrified of being on camera. I've had people who had panic attacks when I just asked them to make a Facebook Live.
What?
Panic attack.
Like, seriously?
When you make a Facebook Live, all your family, all your friends see it. Mm. You know, all those people from school that used to bully you. Mm. It's a big thing for a lot of people. And so she went from having panic attacks to after working with me for just a few weeks to making amazing videos. Mm. And for me, that's beautiful, that transformation. Mm. So firstly, yeah, if you're interested in that, then definitely would love to help you. But secondly, I help people just overcome that fear. Even just smashing out that fear can be something. Breaking through that barrier can be something that makes you amazing on videos. And that only takes a couple of hours. It's not as hard as you think. Mm-hmm. Fear's a really interesting one. So when we're born, we only have two fears. We have a fear of falling and a fear of loud sounds. Any other fear we've had, Chris, is given to us. And anything that's given to you, you can take away. So basically what we do is we just work with you to figure out where did that fear come from. And what we can do is we can go in, take it out at the roots, replace it with something good, and it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. Sounds crazy?
Okay. I think you've hit the nail, a sore point there with a lot of people. I think a lot of people out there, including myself, listen, we don't want to be on social media being ourselves. We don't want to be blurting out things. We don't want to be saying the wrong thing. Once you put the wrong thing out there, it is out there for everyone to see. Mm. And if you put stuff out there and, you know, you're not getting the reaction that you're expecting, these things are not in your mind, not great things to feel. It's not a great way to feel. So how do we overcome that? How do we overcome the fear of, as you say, rejection, the fear of making a fool of yourself?
The way I do it with my clients is, firstly, I don't let you do Facebook Lives on your own social media until I get you to a certain standard. We create a safe space for you to practice. This is something I don't see anybody else doing. They just get you on doing Facebook Lives from day one. But like I said, you get one shot. So with your first Facebook Live, you want to already be at a pretty good standard. So practice in a safe space. That's what I create. I've got an online group where I get people to practice. I can give them coaching and tips and help them. And that way, by the time you make your first video, it's going to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And anyone that does judge you, anyone that does reject you or laugh at you, they'll just fizzle out anyway. They're not supposed to be a part of your journey.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, how do you get people to get over those fears, that barrier of not wanting to get in front of a camera? Okay, I definitely do not want to get in front of a camera. Mm. How do you help them overcome that? What is it you do?
So basically what I do is a process with you, which just identifies where was that fear created? What was the point of creation? Every fear has a point of creation. Something happened to you, your parents shouted at you. It can even just be something like, you know, at school you had to do a presentation and you stood up and you made a mistake and the other kids laughed at you. You locked it in your brain now that you're not good at presenting, that people are gonna laugh at you. And it's just in your energy then, it's just stuck there. literally what we do, I use some energy healing techniques, I use some NLP, there's some other things that we throw in there, a big toolkit of amazing processes. But we just literally go in there, find where the root is, take it out, replace it with something positive, and it's gone. It takes 2 hours to take out anyone's biggest fear. And so far, it's been 100% of the time. Every single person I've done it with in this 2 hour session, their fear is totally gone.
Really?
Sometimes it's taken 5 hours, but in that one session, totally gone.
Right, guys, okay, so you've got to, I'm pretty sure Luke Scott's details will come up at the bottom of the screen. Bang, power of editing. And you can get in contact with Luke and get yourselves out there, guys, because the future is online. Yeah. So do you think that people have to be online now to be successful in their business now, do you think?
I don't think they have to. It depends on what your business is, but it's the fastest way I know. Like, now is the optimal time to learn how to use social media. YouTube is growing every single day. It's crazy. If you can learn now how to get yourself in front of these people who've never even used the internet before, they can see you, they can hear you, they can get to know you, they can get to like you, get to trust you. Because people buy from people that they know, they like, and they trust. Videos, speaking on stage is the fastest way to get your audience to know you, like you, and trust you.
So, I mean, you're saying then essentially that everyone's a broadcaster and everyone can create their own channels. And as I always say, the future of television is online.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when I was a kid, you used to have to come in at 7 o'clock to watch a certain TV show. And it's crazy. And people used to do it, right? They used to like rush home through the traffic to do it. Now everything's, you can watch it anytime you want. And YouTube is just growing and growing and growing and growing. And now Facebook's kind of going that way too. And I feel, you know, that's going to be a direction they're going to take. Everyone just wants to watch their content whenever they want. Easily digestible. So creating some kind of online platform is really powerful.
So where is Luke Scott going to be in 5 years' time? What's your vision?
So the vision I had for myself that actually created my TV show is I saw myself traveling the world on radio shows, on TV shows, like big network shows, like kind of like Oprah, you know, those kind of shows. And when I saw this vision of myself, it felt so good. I could just see it, I could feel it in every fiber of my being. I'm quite a out there, woo-woo, spiritual kind of guy, but also very scientific. And I think when you get these kind of visions, these pulls, it's about how it makes you feel. Now for me, when I felt that, I was like, yes, I want this. So then I started telling people, I'm gonna have my own TV show, I've seen it, I feel it, I know it's gonna happen. It excites me. And so that's what happened. So I've got my book coming out very soon. It's called Find Your Truth. It's all about how you can live your life with purpose, how you can find that thing that excites you. And then once you've found the thing, how you can actually implement it into your life. Mm-hmm. So I see myself writing many more books, being on TV shows all around the world, and just really growing my own TV shows as well.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's really, really good to hear. So tell me something. What excites Luke Scott? What really gets you going in the morning? What gets you up in the morning and thinks, yes, I'm going to be doing this today?
The thing that I love the most, Chris, is when somebody comes to me with a load of bullshit and they're really unhappy, there's something not quite right in their life, and I love it, and they can pile it on, and I usually just smile because I know that there's just something, one tweak, there's some breakthrough they need, that when you give them that, they just have this big shift. So I love working with clients to figure out what their bullshit is. Their unique style of bullshit that's holding them back, their excuse, and just smashing it out. And when that happens, you see it in people's eyes, they like, they have that aha moment, and then everything changes. And they usually cry, and it's beautiful. But why I love it so much is they become this more powerful person.
Okay, my name is Chris Murray, and this is my bullshit. Oh my God. That's powerful, powerful stuff, yeah. Okay, so what's the most exciting thing that you've done so far in your life, and what are you most proud of?
So earlier this year, I did something really, really cool. I went out to Kenya and volunteered at an orphanage out there. So I was teaching 300-400 kids all about how they can find their vision, how they can find their goals and follow their dreams. And I was teaching them public speaking as well, because that's something I believe anybody needs. Because, you know, at an orphanage in Africa, most of those kids, they're not taught that they can achieve anything. You know, their highest possible thing they can think of is to maybe own a shop or something like that. There's not much opportunity out there. So going out there and inspiring all these kids was really beautiful. So yeah, that's one of the best things that I did. And while I was out there, I did a speaking gig. It's beautiful. And you get to do these things when you're a speaker. You get to do these things when you're an entrepreneur that knows how to leverage their brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, it's really been really good talking to you. We keep it short and sweet for now, but I'm sure you'll be back in the studio giving us more gospels according to Matthew, Mark, Luke. Anyway, so yeah, it's really good to talk to you. Very inspirational. I think you're already an inspiration for a lot of people out there, and I can't wait to see how you get on and the future for Luke Scott.
Great.
Cheers.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.